Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the last hump day of the month of March, and we're in the home stretch for the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Have Music from All Artists of the Week, Justin Timberlake. And because we're doing a throwback today, we're going to do In Sync with the song It's Going to Be Me. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. In today's Entertainment Spotlight, yesterday, had a chance to catch back up with author and speaker Chanel Coleman-Wesley. You're part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Key Bridge Collapse. Search for six construction workers continues, says the Associated Press. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after a container ship lost power and rammed into the bridge early Tuesday, sending vehicles plunging into the water. A recovery effort resumed on Wednesday, with divers searching for six construction workers who are still unaccounted for. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said at a news conference earlier in the day that he didn't know of a bridge that has been constructed to withstand a direct impact from a vessel of this size. Just how big is the ship? The Dolly, which was headed from Baltimore to Colombo, Sri Lanka, and flying under a Singapore flag, is about 985 feet long and about 157 feet wide, according to data from marine traffic. One of the construction workers that are now presumed dead in Baltimore was a 38-year-old father of two who dreamed of Sunday returning to his native Honduras. He last spoke to his brother Sunday when they had lunch to discuss planning a family birthday party. Buttigieg says it's too soon to say if regulations will be waived to rebuild the bridge and reopen the port, but he says President Joe Biden has said the federal government should tear down any barriers, bureaucratic as well as financial, that could affect the timeline of any rebuild. Buttigieg also had a message for Republicans in Congress who might oppose having the federal government pay for the effort. Infrastructure should be a bipartisan issue, he said at the White House news briefing. In more national news, Jill Biden wrote children's book about her White House cat Willow that will be published in June, says the Associated Press. Jill Biden has written a children's picture book about her White House cat Willow that will be published this summer, says the Associated Press. Simon & Schuster announced Wednesday that Willow the White House cat tells the story of how this short-haired tabby ended up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Aides previously had said the cat impressed Jill after it jumped on stage as she spoke at a Pennsylvania farm during the 2020 presidential campaign. Biden later adopted the cat and named it after her hometown of Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. In entertainment news, Beyonce shares Cowboy Carter track list ahead of album, mentions Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. Buckle up, says the Associated Press. On Wednesday, Beyonce shared the track list for her forthcoming album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter arrives on Friday, but fans got a sneak peek on the superstar's Instagram account when she shared an image that appears to include the titles of her songs from the previously released Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, now including American Requiem, Blackbird, Protector, My Rose, Bodyguard, Daughter, Spaghetti, Alligator Tears, Smoke Hour 2, Just for Fun, and more. One song appears to be called The Linda Martell Show, a reference to the groundbreaking country performer who became the first black woman to play the Grand Ole Opry. In international news, Israel and Hamas dig in as pressure builds for a ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday blasted a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a Gaza ceasefire that his country's top ally, the United States, chose not to block. He said the resolution had emboldened Hamas, and he vowed to press ahead with the war. As the war grinds through a six-month, both Israel and Hamas have rejected ceasefire efforts, each insisting its version of victory is within reach. The passage of the UN resolution has also escalated tensions between the U.S. and Israel over the conduct of the war. Netanyahu has said Israel can only achieve its aims of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages if it expands its ground offensive to the southern city of Rafah, where over half of Gaza's population has sought refuge, many in crowded tent camps. The U.S. has said a major assault on Rafah would be a mistake. Hamas has said it would hold on to the hostages until Israel agrees to a more permanent ceasefire, withdraws its forces from Gaza, and releases hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, including top militants. It said this week that it rejected a recent proposal that fell short of those demands, which it fulfilled, would allow it to claim an extremely costly victory. And finally, in business news, most of Wall Street drifts higher as Merck and Trump media jumps, as the Associated Press. Most of U.S. stocks drifted higher on Wednesday in another listless day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% in late trading. Four of the five stocks in the index were rising, and it's on track for its first gain since setting an all-time high last week, last Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 281 points, or 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite was virtually flat. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group were continuing their wild ride, jumping another 11% as fans of former President Donald Trump keep pushing it higher. Merck climbed 4.9% after federal regulators approved its treatment for adults with pulmonary arterial hypertension, a rare disease where blood vessels in the lungs thicken and narrow. Cyrus Webb, Conversations with Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words That Choose to Live By. The valley you find yourself in right now might seem impossible to escape, but just imagine the view you will have when you get to the top of your next mountain. Keep going. Greater things are destined for you. Have a great Thursday. Justin Timberlake has been the artist of the week. This week you guys have been hearing his new single, Paradise, but because it's Thursday, we thought we'd do a throwback to one of our favorite NSYNC songs, and my best friend Herschel, he agreed as well. We had to be able to share with you guys. It's going to be me. Here it is, right here on Conversation Daily News. For Dr. Taz Positive Thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz of a Positive 365 Positive Thought. Recognize and accept your limitations. Limitations are not a problem. We all have them. Embrace them and work within your boundaries. Embrace your imperfections. They make you unique. Growth happens when we acknowledge our limits.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with author and speaker Chanel Coleman Wesley in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Author and speaker Chanel Coleman Wesley rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the month that's been March for her. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Chanel, always a pleasure talking with you. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Cyrus, I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for extending the opportunity.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So I want to talk about this month. Forget about the first 3 months of this year. Let's just talk about March for you. Chanel, you've had a lot going on, and I've been following you on social, so we know you have a lot of things coming up. But what's it been like for you to kind of reflect on how this month has unfolded for you?
Cyrus, it's just definitely been a game changer for me, just always being able to be in a space where we're celebrating both the strides women have made in history and the things that we're currently doing is always an inspiring opportunity.
And for yourself, Chanel, you mentioned, of course, others, but I just focusing on you for a second, what has it been like for you to see your own growth and how your own mission has been able to latch on and to encourage others?
Cyrus, it has truly been something that's been very impactful for me. Being able to connect, motivate, and inspire others has just been something that's been a game changer for me, something that constantly keeps me inspired and just kind of keeps me on my toes.
You are one of those people, Chanel, and anyone who's read your book, She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically, will know this, that you're a person who have had their own challenges and struggles, but you have not allowed your pain to drive you. You've been able to focus on purpose. Talk to us about that. What has it been like for you, Chanel, to discover your purpose and to be able to focus on that purpose?
Cyrus, I actually love this question. I believe that pain and purpose are always parallel to one another, and that, you know, in order to be able to access one, that you have to ignore the other. And I think that, you know, going through some various life-altering cards, although they were difficult moments, they also helped me to dig deep. They helped me to recognize who I am and my calling that's on the life that God has put on me, and then also helped me just to focus on what's in front of me.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Daily News. I'll be back together on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, our host Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.